Daniel and everyone over at the Extreme Podcast, former WWE superstar Hornswoggle here. I wanted you guys to make sure to check out this podcast. Wrestling, movies, video games, everything nerdy. Hope all goes well.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning into the Extreme Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel. And in this episode, I wanted to talk about an article I read about Atari. But before we hop into that, I wanted to let you guys know I am doing a charity stream on October 8th, so this coming Friday, and we are raising money for the Trevor Project. Hopefully you guys can join in. There'll be live music from my friend Terry, as well as I'll be playing World War Z with Melly D, and a few other things as well. There's also a giveaway. I'll be sharing more information about that on my socials. Hope to see you guys there. And without further ado, let's hop right in. So the CEO of Atari, Wade Rosen, said in this article that he wants to shift away from mobile and free-to-play games and focus on making premium PC and console titles. Now, they released the Atari VCS not too long ago. In my opinion, on the VCS still stands kind of to what it was back then. I've followed YouTubers who have it, and I haven't seen a much of a change to change my opinion. If you want to listen to that, you can find it back through the episodes. I don't remember what episode that is. But this is interesting to me because this could be the direction they need to go. They need to do something different than what they're doing because they've been doing some shady stuff in the past and they're not necessarily what they used to be. And I don't want to see Atari fail. I would like to see them be a big player again. But the stuff with the cryptocurrency and the NFTs, which I know everybody's doing NFT stuff right now, and then the casinos, on top of like how rocky the launch of the VCS was, then you have the whole Roller Coaster Tycoon Switch port that was a mess. There's just a bunch of stuff that's happened that makes me iffy on things, but I think revamping it the way he's wanting to do it is a good thing. Because they're wanting to bring more premium PC and console titles, and they're starting with the Recharge series. You know, you have Missile Command Recharge. They just launched Centipede Recharge, which looks really good. I watched a YouTuber play it, and I love the graphics, the colors, the way it looked. Atari also announced that they're doing Asteroids, Black Widow, and Breakout. They're doing a Recharged series for all those, and they're hoping to have all of those out by end of the year, I believe is what they said. So that's interesting to me because that's three more games and it's October, so it's getting close. So I'm curious to see when they launch those. The article didn't necessarily say any release date. So I would like to see them do more. I would like to see them do more premium stuff. Like I said, I like the Centipede Recharge series. It looked really good. They continue to do that kind of stuff. Bring more upgraded ports of their classic arcade games. That could be a good thing. And then I would also like to see Atari start doing some original IP stuff and a new Roller Coaster Tycoon, similar to like Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 or 2 or 1. I want them to get away from this touch style mobile. I played it. I didn't enjoy it. It wasn't the experience I was looking for, like the Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 and stuff like that. So I would like to see them get away from that and put a more vested focus on it. I do think Roller Coaster Tycoon is one of Atari's bigger series, in my opinion. So I don't know. It'd just be interesting to see. I'm curious to see how this turns out. And I'm throwing it out there again. I threw it out there last time, and I really didn't get any answers to my questions. And they kind of got on us on Twitter. But, you know, if you guys want to come on and chat, I would be happy to have you guys on. But yeah, I would like to see them focus more on the premium stuff, which I'm excited that they said they're going to do. Maybe creating some original IPs. And I would also like to see them put some more interest in their Atari VCS, because like I said, I've watched people on YouTube and it's not what I would want in a like console or even a PC hybrid. But I think if they're going to support it with their, they should put more exclusive titles on it, or just throwing this out there, Atari, don't have all your Recharge series come out day one everywhere. Have it come out on the Atari VCS exclusive period for like a month or two, and then release it everywhere. Or a year. I don't know how you want to do that, but like, yeah, have your Recharge series and your original IPs and Roller Coaster Tycoon, the stuff that you end up doing, have that go on to VCS first and then let it go everywhere. I don't know. I just feel like if you want to sell more of these Atari VCSs, and sell it other than like nostalgia and stuff, that you need to give people a reason to want to buy it. That's my personal opinion. You know, take it or leave it, but yeah, I would like to see you guys do more of that if you even listen to this. But I do think it's a good step in the right direction, and I honestly cannot wait to see how it turns out. Without further ado, I will see you guys on the flip side. Have a great week.